Hello, and welcome to the Og Blog Podcast. I'm your host, Nat Gertler, the Og Blogger, and we've got a short one for you today. Almost didn't do one at all this week, in fact. I had some travel plans, got rearranged at the last minute, but didn't want to leave you totally without anything. Need at least a bookmark that this podcast exists. So, for your, I hope, pleasure, I am reading you the poem Drunken Charlie Brown. Now, this poem was first published in 1871 in the Book of Verses. It was written by Ebenezer Smith. So this is a 19th century poem. He has spent his life at sea. He has sailed the wide world o'er. Now a castaway, he drifts about the town. For his fate no mortal grieves. Not a living soul believes that there's any good in drunken Charlie Brown. Hark! The minute gun's loud boom brings a tale of wreck and doom. To the beach 100 daring men have flown, and the first to leap from shore, and the first to grasp an oar, is the foolish seaman, drunken Charlie Brown. Led by each successive flash, through the darkness on they dash. 'Tis a gallant little boat of great renown, and the hand which guides her right, by the cannon's fitful light, is the worthless hand of drunken Charlie Brown. Soon the listeners on the pier catch an echo back a cheer, which the rush of angry waters cannot drown. 'Tis the lifeboat full in view, and she brings a double crew. But she comes without poor drunken Charlie Brown. At the early dawn of day, thousands flock to search the bay, where the shattered spars and wreck are widely strewn. And no eye withholds a tear, when at length four tars appear, with the dripping corpse of drunken Charlie Brown. To his mother's grave hard by, he is carried shoulder high, and the shipwrecked sailors gently lay him down. Their old captain at the head, in his cold and narrow bed, so farewell to poor drunken Charlie Brown. Now the erring or unwise doth thou in thy soul despise. Art thou ready with thy sentence and thy frown? Go, its lesson thou dost need. Seek the quiet churchyard and read there the epitaph of drunken Charlie Brown. The epitaph. A friendly orphan early left, unguarded in his wayward youth, he lived in later years bereft of virtue, temperance, and truth. The Pharisaic world passed by. I thank thee, God, in every feature, and showed its Christianity by shunning such a wretched creature. What for him Christians would not do, the sinner nobly did for others. He died for us, a foreign crew, and earned this tribute from his brothers. All right, hope you guys have a good week. Talk to you next week. And until then, may none of your verses be blank. May all of your Charlie Browns be sober. And may all your griefs be good ones.